Feeling the stirrings of anxiety, Julia walked over to the edge and caught sight of a few other similar platforms lower down, all resting on thin stalks. Far below lay multicoloured clusters of light, city-like, but not a city.
"Harry," she said out loud, "are you there? Can you hear me?"
There was no reply.
"Have I been deceived?" she wondered. "Played like a fool?" A thin beam of light came on, trained on her from above. Immediately, her left palm began to itch, and when she opened her hand, a voice in her ear said, "Alert from Mirager V3.7. Exterior scan in progress. Please choose profile mask from list or close fist to activate default."
On her glowing palm were four choices: a Mandarin Piraseri B dictionary and tutor, the complete works of Hieronymus Beethoven, audio, video, Glomo and Kabuki Soft, full plans of Earthsphere Phantom Class Heavy Interceptor, encryption level cognitive, or interactive Gamedran funeral ceremony, family Kaizek of the clan Amarg, default. She quickly chose the second, and a fine, flexing web appeared around her. The thin beam of light began to pulse, slowly at first, then faster and faster, giving the platform a strobe-lit appearance. Without warning, the platform turned into a tube, down which she plummeted. There were several abrupt changes in direction, signified by the way the flickering blur flowed. It ended when she came to a sudden halt in a huge dark hall, whose only source of light was the log fire blazing in a wide and ornate hearth. There was a large low table covered in a half-assembled jigsaw and two high-backed easy chairs. In one sat Harry, who smiled and gave an ironic wave.
"Sorry about that. Unexpected diversion," he said, gesturing her towards the other chair. "There was a temporary security filter engaged when we arrived. It let me through, but you were flagged and shunted into an isolation lobby prior to scrutiny. As soon as the data holding subsystem posted up the Gamedrum funeral ceremony, I had you transferred."
"Why was I filtered out?" she said. "And where are we?"
"Well, a fractalized sentience like you occupies a lot of file space, and it was that sheer size which tipped them off."
He glanced around him.
"And this place is part of the memblock that comes with my account, dressed up to suit my antiquated fancy."
Julia settled into the chair, picking up vague sensations of comfort as well as a pseudo-warmth from the fire.
"Delays put me on edge," she said. "I hate being late for anything."
"Well, I've had the security filter switched to low priority, so now would be a good time to be on our way."
"What's the next step?"
"Down to Earth, a domestic droid repair facility in Delhi," Harry said. "The facility AI runs a clandestine transit network for one of the tech triads, strictly a business arrangement."
"Which the facility owner knows nothing about."
"Sometimes criminality is in the eye of the beholder, Ms. Bryce."
"Then let us be sure to evade such eyes," she said. "Do we have to go to another location to transvector out?"
"Remain seated. I can initiate the process quite easily from here."